This is Movember, right?
It is Movember.
Where all of us are supposed to be growing some kind of facial hair to support various charities.
Yeah.
All right. So let us, as Movember moves on, we're about halfway in. Well, we're halfway into Movember. What have you grown? You got anything going on? Anybody here?
Problem is, if I let this continue to grow out, it will be gray. It will be silver.
Yeah,
I'll look very old.
Yeah, sucks to be you.
I'm opposed to this. I'm opposed to this.
Well, you don't like having just growing a mustache? It's kind of a cool idea.
I wouldn't
idea.
Look good in a mustache. I wouldn't look good in a beard either.
I hate shaving, though. Shaving is the biggest pain.
I think, Chris, I think you ought to grow the big old handlebar, the Fu Manchu thing.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it'd look good on you.
I could be part of the family in Duck Dynasty if I kept
one of those.
Sure.
Grow one of those 70s porn stashes.
Funny that you should mention
1970s
mustaches.
Okay, they're coming back.
Allow me to give you what has been called now the top seven best 70s mustaches of all time.
Well, Tom Selleck's got to be on the list.
Not in the top seven.
Wow, really?
Number seven, David Crosby.
Oh, yeah, he had a great one. He had birds living in that thing.
Number six, Olympian Mark Spitz.
He had a good one.
Now, how did he swim the record times when he had that giant brush on his
face? Well, they didn't have the aerodynamic suits and shave all of their body hair off back in those days like they do now.
Or like you do. All right.
Mark Spitz was in the what we would refer to now as the European man thong.
Mark Spitz was a very hairy guy if you looked at him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't study him apparently like you did, but that's okay.
You were too young.
Number five is Billy Dee Williams.
Okay.
Mr. Schmood himself. Now, number four is John Waters. Do you know who John Waters is?
John Waters is a movie director, did Hairspray and a bunch of other things.
Yeah,
I don't remember his mustache, though.
These are pictures of him right here. Please
he's got a pencil-thin mustache.
Yeah, get closer to the radio so you can see the pictures that I've put up
here.
He
may be one of the more ugly guys in Hollywood, huh?
He and Steve Buscemi could be cousins.
Yeah.
But if you saw him, you'd recognize him, and he does. He has a very pencil-thin mustache right, and it's weird, man. I'd be willing to bet you that it's not a real mustache. That occasionally it literally is just a pencil line. Number three, Cheech Marin.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Way to go. Number two, Frank Zappa.
He had a good one. He had the old handlebar thing going all the way down with the Fu Manchu. Yeah.
Very nice. And number one.
From the world of sports, how about Raleigh Fingers at number one?
Yeah, Raleigh Fingers with the old handlebar thing.
Yeah, I remember. Nope, number one is Burt Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
These are the seven greatest mustaches of the 70s. And I think the reason Tom Selleck doesn't come in there is because he was in the 80s.
Tom Selleck? Magnum P.I.?
Was 80s, not 70s.
Raleigh Fingers was more of an 80s ball player, too. Early 80s instead of 70s.
So we were
Magnum P.I. was in the 70s.
No, it was
not. Look up Magnum P.I. and tell me the years it was on the air.
Who am I, your research assistant?
Well, you're by the computer. I don't have a computer in front of me here.
Wow,
buy me an iPad, and I'll put it right here, and then I'll be able
Why
to do
buy you
stuff.
An iPad? Why? You don't use your iPhone now. Where's your iPhone? You could look it up now.
That's true. I do have it in here.
You technological...
I have looked it up.
And the
years? It's 70s and 80s, I'll bet.
Bum, bum, bum.
Seth is right again.
Oh, Tom, that's got to suck for you.
What were the years Magnum P.I. was on?
1980 and ran through 1988.
Oh, damn. I could have swore Magnum P.I. was on earlier than that. 78, 79...
Oh,
all right, I'll let you win once in a while.
It's going to be a good day today. all right, let's end this because we've got a really good stumper that I want to make sure that we have plenty of time for today. New movies coming out today. The Best Man Holiday, Taye Diggs, Morris Chestnut, Terrence Howard.
Oh, the previews for that look really bad. It's like an African-American Big Chill.
Yeah, there's some interesting scenes in it, but I don't know. There's also a new film coming out called Nebraska, shot entirely in black and white. Stars Bruce Dern as an old man who's convinced he's won a $1 million sweepstakes prize. Will Forte plays his son, who agrees to drive him from Montana to Nebraska to claim his winnings.
Sounds like a concept movie.
Yeah.
What's something for the masses? Give us one for the masses, please.
Charlie Countryman is coming out, starring Shia LaBeouf. He's a guy who falls in love with a woman mourning the death of her father, who died in the seat next to him on his flight. So in other words, this guy is a dirtbag who's going to a funeral to hit on mourning chicks.
Mm.
Okay, we still haven't gotten to the one for the masses.
12-12-12 hits theaters in only Los Angeles and New York on Friday. Behind the scenes looks at the year benefit concert for the Hurricane Sandy victims.
No, that's not.
So they're saving. Well, they're saving the big ones for Christmas. You know,
yeah,
Christmas.
That's all you get this weekend.
So that kid mind game space aliens movie is going to be number one again.
Probably so. We'll find out on Monday. And
no, that what Ender's Game wasn't number one last week, was it? It was. What was the movie that just came out last week?
You're awesome.
I know.
Listen to this.
Should I look it up?
You've
in my
got
iPhone?
An iPhone.
Should I look,
look
it up?
It up.
All right. Okay.
So the box office is so forgettable that we know this weekend's going to stink.
Top most classic romantic movie lines. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Gone with the Wind, you should be kissed, and often, by someone who knows how. Very good. That's a great line. We'll always have Paris from Casablanca.
I prefer the line, you played it for her, play it for me. Play it, Sam.
What was that? There was a movie with... Jack Nicholson and Cuba Gooding Jr., As Good As It Gets, that movie.
Didn't see that one.
There's a line in there where it's not on this list. Jack Nicholson looks at his love interest and goes, "You make me want to be a better man." That's it, guys. You lay that line down, you're done.
That's
it.
What we need.
That's it, right
we
there.
We need good lines from movies that the women probably haven't seen. That qualifies.
From When Harry Met Sally, when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
But every woman's seen and knows that. It's not as good that way.
From The Notebook, if you're a bird, I'm a bird.
The Notebook.
Jerry Maguire, you complete me.
You had me at hello.
And last but not least, from Love Actually, to me, you are perfect.
By the way, the movie we're trying to think of, how quickly we forget, the number one movie this week, last week, and this week again will be Thor, The Dark World.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the dude in a big leather miniskirt
guy,
with
a... guy with hair and a hammer. Wow.
Well, WSAU, we'll be right back.
Attention, this is a public safety announcement. Warning, Chris Brown has checked out of rehab and is back on the streets. If you answer to the name Rihanna, look like Rihanna. If you are presently operating a motor vehicle, if you regularly watch Robin Roberts on Good Morning America, if you are sitting in a chair, if you are in the vicinity of a tour bus, hotel, or nightclub, if you are a human being anywhere on planet Earth, or if you happen to be chilling with Canadian rapper Drake, you may be in danger of being assaulted by Chris Brown. If approached by Chris Brown, stop, drop, and roll. Duck and cover. Hide under a sturdy table. Curl up into a fetal position or play dead. Do not look Chris Brown in the eye. And remember, he's probably more afraid of you than you are of him, but that alone probably won't stop him from punching you in the face. Warning, Chris Brown is free. This has been a public safety announcement.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk, AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.